And it was also corresponding to the end of the activist role for the Ministry of the Environment prosecution branch. They just simply got out of the game of prosecuting. So I think it was in, I don't remember the year, but it might have been 90 or 91 or 89. Anyway, we collected $3.2 million in fines. And about 2 years later, we were down into the $600,000 range. I mean, it just stopped dead in its tracks because they decided to go with more of a sort of a voluntary approach, and things just changed.